Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's 8:08. We're joined by Leah McNeil, WWO Louisiana reporter, who's on the side of that mass shooting that happened. Matter of fact, good morning, Leah. How are you?
I wish it was a good morning, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreaking, to say the least, honestly.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said that. It is good to talk to you. I wish the circumstances were different. Tell us what happened and what we know, Leah.
So as of right now, honestly, the details are just very limited from the NOPD as they are just beginning this investigation. This all started just after midnight last night, around 11:56. That's when they first got those shots fired called. When they first got on scene, they're telling us that a woman was found lying on the sidewalk. She was pronounced dead. But then we later found out that 5 men and 6 women were also injured in this shooting. All of those victims were shot as well. We're still waiting to learn more this morning about how they all are doing today. We know that they were either transported to the hospital by an ambulance or, you know, by private conveyance, like a family member or a friend, whoever was here on scene with them, brought them there. So that's kind of where things are at right now. Just being on the scene, we do see some crime scene tape left behind, and also some security cameras. It looks like an NOPD crime camera that is directly across the street from where it looks like this whole thing unfolded in the 800 block of South Peter. So hopefully that was rolling and caught something that can help them figure out where to start with this investigation as to the, you know, who, what, when, where, and why.
And as far as that goes, they have no idea if it was a dispute over this or a targeted that. Absolutely nothing's been said, right, Leah?
No, nothing has been said at this time. All we know is that 12 people were shot, one fatally, and that's where the investigation stands now. They are asking anyone who was either out here last night or heard about something that happened, was in the area, saw a car maybe riding a little too fast or something, just to reach out to the NOPD or Crime Stoppers as well, where they can remain anonymous.
And do we know about the condition of the other victims? Anybody's life at risk, or do we know?
No, we don't know that right now, not from NOPD. I have been reaching out to some folks on social media who've been saying that, you know, their loved one was out there, their loved one's in the hospital as a result of this shooting. I'm still waiting to hear back from those guys, understandably so. It's a really just emotional time, I'm sure, for a lot of these people who got the call that their family members, you know, were shot while, you know, trying to be out in the city. So I'm still waiting to hear back from some family members that I have reached out to, but nothing official from NOPD as of yet.
Thank you, Leah. You do a great job. One of the talented young reporters at WWL Louisiana, Leah McNeil. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Norma Jean Matei about handling water. And just to be clear, Scotty Scheffler's wife is not due until the end of the month. So unless anything happened...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.